And welcome, everybody, to the Unfinished Podcast with your host, Robert Barber. And so we're on episode 4, and we're going to be talking about today, why are you looking? Think about that for a minute. The why of today's episode is that I think that the biggest reason you're not where you want to be is because you're spending too much time looking at everyone else, feeling defeated, then focused on yourself and why you're not there, whether they be your failures or your excuses or why you're not trying. This is an amazing discipline that will absolutely change your life if you begin to install in your life the question of simply, why am I looking, or I need to stop looking. So, the Unfinished Podcast is all about working on the unfinished in us, me included, and today's topic is stop looking. I don't think that we are so much as we are unfinished, like a potter's clay or a statue or a piece of art. And so that's why the podcast is called what it is. So if it's your first time here, welcome. But today's episode or podcast is called Stop Looking. Sometimes we even supplement our podcast with vlogs at Pinellas Live, and we do lots of video. You can check all that out, and it'll all be linked up below. And we are sponsored by the Mueller & Barber Real Estate Team. You can email us at any time, and I would love to get your comments and your feedback, whether they be quote-unquote positive or negative. And, you know, that's up to interpretation, who thinks things are positive or negative. But, you know, let us know what you think. So how we do this is the podcast is broken up into what we call 3 building blocks. And so we talk a lot about our structure being 3 points about building blocks 1, 2, and 3. And so today we're going to talk about building block 1 being choose daily or by minute. And we're going to go by scripture. So Galatians 1:10 says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." So what that is basically telling me and through my studies and where I'm at in my walk is that where is our focus? Where are our eyes? When we're trying to work through our day, and I get up every morning just like everybody else, and I go to work, and I say to myself, you know, okay, I have clients, I have things I have to do, but ultimately, I try to frame everything that I do in, am I pleasing Christ more than I am more worried about what my clients think or what my partners think or what my agents think. If I'm pleasing Christ, then I should know that He will take care of the rest. So that's building block 1 in stop looking at everybody else. Building block 2, why do we conform to so easy? And this is really a big one from Romans. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God." Let me tell you, you're going to be tested in each and every day when you wake up and you open your eyes. You better know one thing. You're going to be tested. And tested meaning that this world will test you. But you better have your armor and you better have your mindset and your crew and your squad and your whatever it is that helps you as your lifeline to get through the day, because you are going to be tested. So when it comes to stop looking, you better understand that it's okay to look, but at the same time, don't let it test you or tempt you into a place that you don't need to be. And that's what Romans is talking about, at least in my mind. building block three for this episode. So we're going to jump right into Philippians, and this one is titled, Don't Love to Compete with Others, Compete with Yourself. That is so true, and there's a guy by the name of Gary Vee that I follow that, you know, he's a very successful person in terms of what the world says. But one thing that I definitely subscribe to is, who are you competing with? Are you competing with everybody else? Are you competing with yourself? God made you on purpose, and He made you to be the best that you can be. And so through a relationship with Him, you can find who that best will be. And in Philippians 2:3, it says, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourself. I tell you, I want to end this episode basically on that one, because that is the hardest thing ever, especially being in sales, which I'm in, is that to walk away from a meeting and to walk away being in humility is a tough thing, because sales is like being in an army or being in a combat regiment, and you want to go out there and take the hill or go out there and win the world, and you should want that. But at the same time, Christ puts in our heart the ability to have humility, that maybe this wasn't the right deal, or maybe this wasn't the right opportunity, and maybe this wasn't the right relationship, and so we should move on. And so having that humility is a better thing for us than having something that we need to win. Don't try and win every account. Win the wins you can and keep moving. So that's this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we're going to continue to move on with this unfinished podcast, because I do believe that every day I am learning about what it's like to be unfinished, and I want to share that with everybody. And if you have any comments or questions or things that you'd like to include, please let us know. But unfinished is all for you. And I hope that the way that God is speaking to me in my life speaks to you. And just remember, you're unfinished. You're not broken. You're just unfinished. And He is working a great work in you. And we always like to end every episode by telling you that you are loved, because everyone needs to hear that every day, that you are loved. And you're not only loved by myself and the crew here at Unfinished, but you're also loved by the Heavenly Father who created all of us. So, all right. Well, that's the end of the episode. Thanks, y'all.